president of the Lansing City Council, Brian Jeffries. Mr. Jeffries, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back on the program. Pretty important meeting tonight.
Yeah, it's a big one. Hopefully we're going to, not hopefully, we really don't have a choice. We're going to get our budget done and wrapped up yet today.
So by law, the budget has to be complete. So does that mean you just stay in chambers until it's all said and done?
Yeah, that's correct. And if, Thursday we wrapped everything up in Committee of the Whole and we passed out a proposed budget that goes before the full council tonight for adoption. It came out of Committee of the Whole with five votes, and that's what we're told that we need to have to pass the budget. So we'll see where it goes.
Three board members did not vote on an important issue in last Friday's meeting, and one of those folks said that the vote was sneaked in. Now, what's your take on that?
Oh, that's simply not true. The meeting was handled in the same way as every other meeting is handled. In fact, the budget amendment that was rolled out was introduced by Councilmember Quinney, and he spent several minutes going through all the different aspects and facets of that motion. And at that time, the meeting was open up for questions and comments and debate. There were none. People absolutely didn't say anything. And question was asked twice, and the vote was taken. So anytime the members can, you know, at that time, they should have, if they had questions, raised the questions. If they had concerns, should have done that. If they didn't understand what was there, they should have said, hey, wait a minute, let's go back through this. But none of that was done. There was nothing sneaked through. It was a document that everybody had in their hand. And quite frankly, if you'd have been at the committee meetings, which some of these members were not, you would have heard these issues. Some of the issues were kicked around ad nauseum in terms of discussed and rehashed and rehashed and rehashed, and so there were no surprises in terms of the amendments that were offered up. And as far as I'm concerned,
who were the three that didn't vote in that Friday meeting?
Well, everybody voted. In fact, that was the other thing that was unusual. When the vote came, everybody voted. Some did not vote, but if you don't vote, that counts as a yes vote. And then later on in the meeting, there was an attempt to reconsider that vote, which did not pass. And I think you had council members Dunbar, Houghton, and Yorko wanting to reconsider.
Are you having a serious challenge with members not attending all the meetings they need to be at?
There were some concerns. I mean, if whether it's the budget hearing or council meetings, we've got members coming in late. We do have some issues with attendance. But, you know, we do get the quorums. We do get the business done. It will be up to the voters to reassess, everybody's individual council members and their attendance when they come up for an election. But, that's when we do our business. That's when we find out our information, and it's incumbent upon each council member to be there to get that.
What did you think when the mayor backed off the push for the consolidation for the police?
Well, you know, finally, I think he got it. I mean, it is absolutely clear to me in all of the public hearings that we had, in all of the events that we do when we go out to neighborhood association meetings, et cetera, that people were stating very clearly that they wanted the millage money to be spent for police officers, firefighters, and the roads, period. They didn't want a new building. When you talk to them about the most effective way to fight crime, it's boots on the ground, not a new building. And I think he heard that, and I think he finally understood there wasn't going to be the support on council to move that particular issue forward, so he backed off.
There's still question of the funding for the report regarding the consolidation. Do you think that the proprietors of that report were paid too much and that they were going to receive even more money to continue the report?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. When we got into that initially, we have been doing reports on the consolidation of our police precincts as well as the 911 center and the courts since the Tony Benavides administration. I don't know how many reports we've done now, but we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. And as it turns out, and, you know, James has been working on this quite a bit, What we found out is not only are these initial contracts let, then, but all of a sudden there are extensions to these contracts. So what we're seeing is a contract maybe for $60,000 being let, but then when you add on all the extensions, which we don't see, it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars range. And one of the things as a result of learning that, we put in a budget policy that's part of our budget that requires or is requesting the administration to, on a quarterly basis, present to us copies of all contracts in excess of $25,000 and copies of all the purchase orders, including any amendments or extensions. So we're going to try to get a handle on that. One of the things that was really surprising was that, you know, the city of Lansing, in terms of the council, really has little, if any, oversight over the letting of contracts in the city. And when you look at other municipalities, whether it's strong mayor form of government or a city manager form of government, whatever it is, there is that oversight. And if you look to Detroit, I mean, there's a huge one. Mayor Kilpatrick was there. That was a huge issue of contracts being let without oversight. And so we need to get some control over that. It's not an issue of micromanaging. It's an issue of making sure that what the money is being spent for is what it was supposed to be spent for, and that we're getting the value for our dollar.
So is the work on the budget done? Will it be a relatively easy vote tonight, or are you going to be there for some hours hammering issues out?
You know, anyone can bring forward any amendment that they would, that they want to. They need to get five votes to get it passed. I think that, again, I was surprised, I think as everyone else, as to how swiftly we moved on Thursday. But that's not to say that, other, you know, there will be other amendments that will be coming forward. We'll just take them as they come. I do expect to have, a turnout in terms of the public. There are a lot of groups that are impacted by this that will want to come out and speak about it, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, it should be lively tonight, and we'll be covering that meeting, Mr. Jeffries. We appreciate your time and your candor. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. Take care.